Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back to Perspectives, everyone. Glad to have you back on our second segment this Sunday evening. This is Ashley Burgess, and we are starting with our studio roundtable for the evening, and I have Chris Watts in the studio with me, and he's a co-owner of the Petropolitan Downtown. It's a full-service companion animal facility and spa located in downtown Dallas, and I've actually taken my dogs there, and it is an incredible facility, and he left his career and his job to start a new career, and that's where we are this evening. I am so happy to have you on, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm well, and thank you for having me. This is exciting.
Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Yay. So I am so happy. So we kind of talked before, obviously, and for our audience, so we'll have to clarify this, but this whole series is about leaving what you don't love in life and finding what you do, realizing that, and going after it. So let me ask you, so that our audience understands, what was your job or career before you're doing what you do now?
I was actually in corporate marketing for a bank, doing all kinds of things that were all fun-related and great and a good face for the bank. But it was doing corporate affairs. It was doing event planning. It was doing, you name it, that was a positive spin for the bank. It was a wonderful thing to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's always, I thought it was pretty cool. So you came from that industry, and I'm assuming you didn't really love what you were doing, but did you love the banking industry? Did you love that?
You know, I loved components of it. There were things that were really great about it and things that weren't so much. I mean, what I loved about it at that time was that I had a steady job with a steady paycheck and benefits. So it served its purpose.
That's awesome. You know, so a lot of times people say, you know, what was the tipping point? So I'm going to ask you, what was the breaking point that you had with this, corporate job, basically?
You know, I think just like any other, once you start climbing the rope in a company, you kind of realize that each level is a little different. And as I started climbing the ranks, I started seeing some things that really disheartened me. A lot of greed, a lot of things that were not about the masses and making people feel good. It was about that individual drive and what we needed to do for other people or for the company, not for other people.
Understandably so. And to understand you as a person, you're very warm and compassionate. And so I think it would be very hard to probably be in that industry. So, okay, understanding that you own Petropolitan, at what point in time did you realize that you really wanted to work with animals, with our four-legged friends?
You know, I think my grandmother would question how I got my passion for animals, because her generation and the generation before them actually looked at animals completely differently. And as somebody who grew up on a farm, I guess those were my friends. You know, those were the guys that I hung out with. You know, it was my daily routine was around animals. So I think from the youngest age, I remember wanting to always be around animals. And I think it was around 10 years old that I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to be a vet. But I couldn't be the person to euthanize an animal, even if it was the right thing to do. And so, you know, I decided that that may not have been the right career path at that time. And then finally, you know, after going through banking and being in that, I said, you know, there are a lot of other things I can do to enjoy in my life with animals. And so that's when I think it really became clear that that's what I needed to go back to, is what I felt when I was 10 years old.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So you've had that love and passion since you were 10. I mean, even probably before that.
Oh, absolutely. We all do. I mean, everybody's got that passion at such a young age, and sometimes we forget about it.
You know, a friend of mine kind of put it really interesting the other day. He was saying, you know, if you really go back to the age of 10 to 12 and you try to think about how you felt and what you were thinking then and what you were really interested in, you can actually find your passion now.
Right. I mean, I was either going to be a comic book superhero, wasn't going to really happen in true life, or I was going to work with animals when I was 10 years old. One of the two was going to happen.
Just sidebar, what superhero would you be?
Wonder Woman.
Love it. Love it. I love Wonder Woman. Big fan. I never got a costume, but I always got like little like charms and things like that from friends.
Right?
You know? Love it.
I had the paddle kicks down.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Love that. See? I don't know who I would be if I was a superhero. It'd probably be like this like combination of three things, like an eagle and something else, you know?
Nice. See, that's the great thing about him. You can be whoever you want.
Yeah, and he can transform into something else.
Absolutely.
You know? It's awesome. And I have like different coloring and you know, I can hide and, you know, that kind of thing.
I love it.
It'd be kind of interesting. I don't know. It would be fun. I don't know what my power would be. I still have to figure that out. Maybe I'd talk people's ears off. I'm not really sure. you know, so... When I think about Petropolitan, you have to. Can you explain really how you got into that particular industry?
You know, when 9/11 happened, like so many other people, I think we all kind of took pause and tried to realize what we were doing in our lives. Were we happy? You know, if something like that happened to us directly, would we be good with who we are today? And so when I was sitting on the couch watching the towers fall, I had an overwhelming cloud opening, sky opening moment that the comfort I was feeling at that point in time were my animals. They were sitting around me. We were all very somber in the situation, and they even understood something was going on. And that comfort that I got from my animals at that immediate moment is the aha moment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, love is with anything. You can feel the love, you know, and people say, you know, human to human, whatever. I think that animals give so much unconditional love. It's unbelievable.
Oh, if we would just stop and learn from animals, we would be an entirely different culture of people.
I think that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always wanted to go to Africa as a kid, and my dad would ask me where I want to go on a trip, and I'd say Africa. My dad said, you know, okay, you're outvoted. We're going here. And I think that happened for like 10 years in a row, and I never got to go to Africa. But I'd like to go before these animals are extinct. I feel like some people's children might never even see a lion or never see an elephant out in the wild, it seems like now.
And, you know, that's so true and so unfortunate is that we have similar animals in our own backyard that are in the same situation of not ever being able to see but a picture. It's just really unfortunate.
It's sad.
Yeah,
and it's got to change. Today, I actually got to go to at One Arch Plaza. They had, and it was kind of a pet adoption, and they also had a pet costume contest, which I entered, Buddy, and he actually got top five billions. We actually got special acknowledgement, which was good. By the time we got a special acknowledgement, though, we didn't have a costume on anymore, but he didn't. But you know, it was really interesting because I have. A lot of people that were there that adopted animals, and they're the sweetest little animals. They even found them in, one of my friends actually found one in a parking lot, and it's the sweetest little animal, and it was the sweetest little pit bull, it was the cutest little dog, and it was like gray fur, beautiful, never barked, I mean, just the most calm dog, and it's amazing, I mean, the love that animals have, no matter what.
You know, again, I just come back to the unconditional love that people can feel from animals. Plus, and you know, you look at any situation in life. I mean, I can equate so many different things that have happened in my life and then wonder, you know, what support I was going to have from family or friends and always work myself up in my head. And then I realized that, you know what? I've always had the strongest support group of unconditional love, of banter, of just love that existed through animals. Always, always non-judgmental.
That's amazing that you can see it. Some people don't.
Yeah. And it's really unfortunate for him.
And that you were able to actually turn that into something, which is amazing. So let me ask you, who started? Okay, you figured this out. Who also were involved with the venture with you?
Well, let's see. We've been open. Actually, November will be 7 years now. And when we started out, there were four of us. We had my partner, Todd, and two really good friends, and I, who are all in corporate America, kind of rethinking our careers. And we were just a group of animal lovers who decided to sit down and try to figure something better out for animals and how to make a living at it. And so about 3 years ago, Todd and I bought them out completely. And so it's been a really interesting changeover, but it's been a really, really valuable experience for us.
It sounds like it. Definitely. And so before we go to break, I have one last question, because I think everybody that's dealing with a scenario of changing and doing this aha moment and jumping into this abyss of the unknown, let's start with, how was the first day when you opened?
The first day was kind of crazy. I was there with my groomer, and we were sitting across the table kind of like we are now. And we were looking at each other and we had like six dogs come in and we're like, oh crud, is this like, what did we do? What kind of mistakes did we just make here? You know, we just sat there and we later determined that, you know, a month later when we had 20 dogs in, all of a sudden we recognized that there was something there and that, oh crud, of the first day became an, oh crud, we got something really, really valuable here. So it was a day that we still laugh about and one that we'll always remember, that's for sure.
That's awesome. I love that. You know, it's at first you're thinking, oh my gosh, what have I done? And then it's like, oh my gosh, what have I done out of, it's just crazy. This place is packed.
Absolutely.
We did the right thing.
It was amazing the outpour that people felt that was lacking in this industry and how quickly they understood our passion for it.
And you definitely have passion, and you and your partner definitely have passion in this company. And if anybody just goes and visits it, they'll understand this is a place that animals can be at home and are treated well and with respect, and that's a great thing.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. So I think that's awesome. So we're getting there. When we come back in a while, we're going to be talking some more with Chris about some other things that went down. Would he do it again? All those kind of things. Because I think a lot of times we all do get scared about making those changes. And I think if you really do go back and think about things that you really loved when you were young and you think about the things that you really cared about, it can really drive your life to some sort of different degree of a life path. Not that what you're doing right now is not good or bad or whatever, but I think if you want true happiness and you want that individuality, you got to probably listen to yourself. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Cynthia Smooth with Out and About with Cynthia. We also will be joined by Jody Grant. And Jody Grant is the chairman of the Woodall Rogers Foundation, which is going to be neat. We're going to be talking about the opening of the park. And then we'll also have some more studio roundtable as well. So kick back. You got a couple of minutes before our next segment. And keep us tuned in to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be right back.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.
Are you making a career transition or starting a new business? Have you been feeling dissatisfied, reevaluating life choices, or simply looking for personal and professional breakthroughs? Maybe it's time you look into getting yourself a session with renowned certified life coach Ashley Burgess. Life coaching deals with all areas of a person's life because issues in any one area can affect all others. Life coaching is a process which helps to solve daily problems, increasing the understanding of life's natural philosophy. As a licensed and board certified master life coach, Ashley Burgess empowers individuals in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Ashley understands that life coaching is a special relationship between herself and her client, and your anonymity will always be held in the highest regard. Life coaching is a practice with the stated aim of helping clients determine and achieve personal goals. Ashley Burgess helps people to recognize their goals and to both recognize and overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from getting there. For more information, visit ashleyburgess.org. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S.org.